The sugya of Itzdeba. Really, there are really two sugyas that intertwine here, one relating to Tzvala Yotzim and Asuka, and one relating to Dofen Akuma. So we began yesterday, and we began to discuss Tzvala Yotzim and Asuka. We'll first finish the Gemara with the Rashi, focus on Dofen Akuma, but then we'll come back and do one by one more in depth. So the first case that was mentioned, we have a Asuka that's problematic in terms of its height, and you want to create a Heksha Sukkah by building a platform on Itzdeba. So the first case that was mentioned was if you build this platform, Kenega Dofen Hemsoi. So we used yesterday the desk as the muscle. This is the Dofen Hemsoi, let's say, and then you have two other funos that are parallel to each other. And right now it's Lumal Miyasin, but now that you built the platform, Kenega Dofen Hemsoi, across from one side to the other, now we say it's kosher. If you have a shir sukkah of Zayin Tvachim by Zayin Tvachim, Rashi added the Masha, we didn't understand why that's necessary. But once you have that, it says kshera. And Rashi notes that when we say kshera, it doesn't just mean on the actual platform itself. The Ran explains, and Iri also is Meramis to this, it's pasha to say kshera on the platform. What would be the chiddush? If you have Zayin al Zayin, and you have now the shear, which is not lamal miyasrim, so what's the problem? The chiddush Rashi says is that it's kosher even on the rest of the sukkah, even where the height from the ground to the schach is lamal miyasrim. What's the basis for that? That's the din that we have on daf yutes, psal hayotze min asukkah nidun kesukkah. We saw there in the Gemara there are numerous explanations for the case. So we saw the first two. The Gemara has two more. And it's obvious, as we see from the Rishonim, that Rashi was miskaven to the second example that was mentioned over there. The case was that there are kanim that go, kanim of the schach, that continue for whatever distance. And they are, on one side, they have tfanos that reach to the same point where they reach. On the other side, the dofen does not go that far. And then you have dofen emsai, which of course is between the two. Again, the total amount of tfanos are three. One dofen goes longer than the other, and the schach continues along side where one dofen is. And that is the yisod of psal yotzim min asukkah. We saw the issue just peripherally there in the Rashi and the Rush. In some ways, since one dofen goes longer, so that extra part is considered to be ba'apei nafshei. It's not part of the sukkah, but sal yotzi min ha-sukkah, that din gives it the din of the sukkah, kamashmon min ha-sukkahu. It's considered an extension of the sukkah as well, and it's considered to have the tfanos that are needed. We'll see more in the Rush about this, but what did we see so far regarding this? The Ran disagreed with Rashi. The Ran argues that you can't extend that halacha of sal yotzi min ha-sukkah to this example. After all, the Gemara gives examples, so that example has what it takes to say that it becomes kosher. Our example is different. How exactly would you apply it over here? Exactly what does it mean to say sal yotzim min ha-sukkah in our case? And the Ivi says the Lashon that we imagine that the Itzdeba would have been extended, and therefore you have the proper gova of the sukkah everywhere. But l'chor, what does that mean exactly? We don't really understand fully the idea. We'll see more in the Rush about this. The Ran disagrees with Rashi. The Ran holds that really you can't eat in the sukkah part that has more than Mal Me'esrim, has Mal Me'esrim in the Chalal, from the ground to the Schach. Why does it say Kshera? What does the Ran say? What's the Chiddush? You might think that if you're going to be Machshir this, then you're going to end up going to the other part, and therefore maybe we should pass it even on top of the Yitzdeva. So it's a Chiddush that, no, here it's okay. According to the Ran, it's the exact opposite assumption than Rashi. In the Ran, it's clear from the very same halacha that stated in the Gemara that it would be pasul in the rest of the sukkah, which is why you need to tell me ksheira over here. So, you know, you're either reading the Gemara one way or you end up assuming the exact opposite din in terms of this halacha of Rashi, if you want it the other way. Let's first finish in the Gemara with the Rashi as we continue along with the various possible scenarios with the Itzdeba. So it starts by talking about Bana Itzdeba Kenega Dofen Hansai Alpine Kula, the Yeshbech Shesuka Kshera. That's the first case that we've been discussing. Suppose Umin Hatsad. Let's say you build the Itzdeba not Kenega Dofen Hansai, but rather alongside one dolphin. So again, in our example here, so you have, we're going to call this a dolphin emsay, right, near me. Instead of having the itzdeba go across this way, from one dolphin to the other, keneged emsay, it goes rather, right, on alongside one of the walls. So now, it depends. Im yesh misfas itzdeba lekosa dalanam. So that's just itzdeba where it ends, from there until the other dolphin, the opposite dolphin, right? It's next to one of the parallel tfanos, and then the opposite dolphin, the one parallel to the one that's next to the itzdeba, there's a distance of dalet amos tsula. Then it would not work. Then you don't have a kosher sukkah. You haven't fixed anything. However, parkos mi'aba amos k'shera. But if the distance between the end of the itzdeba and the parallel dolphin that's not right next to the istaba, but the other side, is less than 4 amos, then the sukkah is kosher. Meaning, what does it mean, kshera? Here, l'chara, the first thing you have to establish is kosher where? What location?
Yes.
On the istaba, right? Beyond that, that's a whole discussion we'll have to get to eventually. But right now, we have a problem on top of the istaba, if it's going to be dalet amos some more. So clearly, the first thing we have to understand is the itztaba. That's the question. On this itztaba, on this platform, we're from it to the schach. It's not l'mal me'esrim, but there's going to be a problem in terms of the way that it's aligned with the tfanos. If there's going to be 4 amos or more, less than four amos or less would be fine. Basically, the din of dofen akuma, the Gemara is about to introduce. Let's just read the Rashi. Read the whole Gemara first. Let's see the Gemara. So the Gemara says, "My kamashmalan, what's the chiddush? I'm saying this second case that if you built it minatzad. So if you have 4 amos psula, 4 amos is pasul. Less than 4 amos would be okay. I don't know if I said it backwards before. 4 amos is problematic, right? Less than 4 amos would be fine. Up to 4 amos, not including 4 amos, is what we allow, dofen akuma, and dalet amos or more would be pasul. So my kamashmo and daminan dofen akuma, that we say that we can imagine that the dofen bends, and therefore, it's considered like the dofen, which is further away, is really not further away. It's really alongside the sukkah. Meaning that the sukkah is the edge of the istaba, but we have one dolphin right next to it. We have one dolphin, which is dolphin emsai. Now we have the parallel dolphin, which if it's less than 4 amos away, we imagine that it would be bending. Exactly what is this bending all about? So we'll go with the way Rashi learns it here, which is how Rashi also learns later on. In other words, you as if you imagine that the schach above is really not schach. What is it? It's a part of the dolphin. The dolphin is actually taking an L turn, right? A 90-degree turn, right? That would mean dolphin akuma, and that's a continuation of the dolphin. So the dolphin starts and continues, and what? No, it's not going diagonal. It's going like an L.
Does it come down at the istaba? Like to finish up the wall?
It does. No. In other words, it meets up with the istaba goes, wait a minute, does it have to go down exactly?
Saying, okay, so you have a wall on top of the istaba,
yeah.
But how does that wall like the other walls of the
istaba? As long as it's aligned,
it's connected to the wall in the back.
Yeah. It's bending over, and then once it's within the distance, then it has to actually drop down.
Yeah, I'm saying that we view it as it drops down.
I mean, anytime you have a dolphin that's not magil eschach, you have a dolphin that doesn't have to actually be nogea eschach. So it's, what do you think?
Doesn't Rashi say that it's almost as if it does come down, because as you measure the chal of the sukkah from that point downwards, meaning anything beyond that imaginary line from the top of the dofen akuma down to the edge of
Okay. We'll see that in the Rashi in a few minutes. Yeah. Okay. So this is dofen akuma. In fact, the Gemara, I don't need this piskei halachos of this. It's Menashe Rav Ashi to tell me dofen akuma. It's in the Mefurash Mishnah. In fact, the Martinina. You have a house and something collapsed in the middle of the roof, and obviously what's the roof of the house is not kosher for schach, and in that area where now you don't have any roof, you put schach in. Now what? Im yesh min haskosa l'sichach dalet amas, psula. If from the wall of the house to the schach is dalet amas, so then you have not created a kosher sukkah here, psula, because it's too far away. Then there's no dina dofen akuma that's said. Dofen akuma is halacha mishmisina, but it's only said ad dalet amas. Hapachas mikan ksheira. But if it's less, it's kosher. So you see, mefurish, that up to four amas, we say dofen akuma, so you don't need any piskei halacha on this. This is clearly what you have in the case of the Mishnah. And for the Gemara, the following, ma'u detema, chasam hu dechazia l'dofen. Aval hacha delechazia l'dofen eima lo kamash malan. So Gemara says that there's something more here in dofen akuma that I would not see in the case of the Mishnah. In the case of the Mishnah, so the wall is chazia l'dofen. It's fit to be a dofen. Though what's the problem? The problem is that it's too far away. So what does dofen akuma solve? It solves the creating the bridging that gap between where the dofen is and where the sukkah is. And that's what dofen akuma accomplishes. Again, if we consider that schach above, that's problematic schach. That's not really schach. As if it were extension of the dofen. So the dofen has now become closer. That's why I say dofen akuma over there. But that's because the dofen itself is chazia l'dofen. I don't have to create the dofen to be fit to be a dofen. The dofen is a dofen. It's just that because of the gap, I have to fix the situation by constructing this imaginary extension of the dofen on the top. However, here, I would maybe think that you can't say dofen akuma because what is dofen akuma coming to do? It's coming to create a dofen where you didn't have a dofen. What do you mean you don't have a dofen? What's the issue? Since the Haidah Sukkah at that point is Lomal Meyesrim, so that in the Gemara's terminology is called Lo Chazia L'dofen. This has to be understood. What does it mean, Lo Chazia L'dofen? What is the Pshat? The problem is in where? The problem, Mal Mechaf Am, is the problem in the Chalal Sukkah. The Gemara calls that a problem of Lo Chazia L'dofen, and therefore, if you say Dofen Akuma, you created a dofen. But that's maybe the question. Can I say Dofen Akuma to create a dofen when, to start with, it was Lo Chazia L'dofen? The Gemara is labeling a situation of Lamal Meyesrim, Chalal Mal Meyesrim, as Lo Chazia L'dofen. This has to be explained. We'll see soon in Rashi. Let's just see another part of the Gemara. Ha'isa Gva Michaf Ama Ubana Itzba Be'emtza Isa. Another case. Here you have, again, a problem sukkah with the Malo Meyesrim in the Chalala Sukkah. Here you build the Itztaba not connected Dofen Emsai, not Minatzad, but right in the middle. Right in the middle of this sukkah, you build an Itztaba from the edge of the Itztaba to the Tzach. You've now minimized the distance, and it's not the Malo Meyesrim. So now, would it be kosher or not? Do we have Tfanos around the sukkah? The area of the sukkah now would be the area of the Itztaba, assuming it's Zayin al Zayin. But do I have Tfanos? Im yesh mistas Itztaba u'dofen arba amas l'chol ruach v'ruach. If you have from the edge of the Itztaba to all sides, meaning to the three Tfanos sides, the three sides that you need Tfanos for, then if there's less than four, if there's four amos, then psula, that's the problem. Pachos mi'arba amos k'sheira. If you have less than arba amos for at least for the three tfanos, then I can use dofen akuma, and therefore it works as well based on the same logic. Says the Gemara, "Ma'ika mashmalan." What are you teaching me? Damin dofen akuma, haynu hach. We already said that. We had that case in the case that you build it. It's the baminatzad. So he said it was less than four amos to the other dofen opposite where this itzba is. So then it's fine. So same thing if it's in the middle. What's the difference? Gemara says, now the tema, I would say perhaps, dofen akuma meruach achas amrinan, aval kol ruach meruach lo, kamash malan. There's another chiddush in this case, that dofen akuma is not just from one side, it's even from multiple sides. So the obvious question of pshat is that something we don't know? Don't we know that as well? We know that from the Mishnah the Gemara quoted before. The pace of bayis shenifchas, it's also a case where we're talking about l'chol ruach u'ruach. So what does the Gemara mean that I would not know to say dofen akuma to different directions? Why would I know that? Well, so here you have to bring in, but here the problem is l'chol chazi l'dofen. We have to revisit what we just said a minute ago. Here, the application of dofen akuma is a different application than the case of the Mishnah. In the Mishnah's case, it was chazi l'dofen. It was a question of the distance. So there we already saw that even if it's from different sides, multiple sides, we also bridge that gap and we imagine dofen akuma. We have no problem in terms of moving the dofen, as it were. But over here, the problem in dofen akuma was l'chazi l'dofen. So that's what we had to say to begin with, the chidush in the case of Minatzad. Now we're building off of that and saying, and that chidush of dofen akuma, that we're even creating a dofen, that's not just if it's from one direction, even from multiple directions. Kach omer haritva. Yes. Okay, so this has to be, uncovered and discovered. Okay, let's start with the Rashis on this part of the Gemara. So we left off yesterday. We went through the case of Bana Ishtaba, Kinegadof, and Emsai with Salayotse Minasukka. Now we're up to the next Rashi, Min Hatzad. So now the case, you build it, Min Hatzad, and you have to come onto Dofen Akuma. Kigon in Bana Ishtaba, Al Pnei Echad Midofni Hatzadim, right? Not Kinegadof and Emsai, but alongside one of the parallel Tfanos. In Yesh Misfas Ishtaba Velakoso Hasheni, Sherechiko Mimenu Dalit. If there's that distance from the second wall, psula, says Rashi, why? Again, let's really take note of the language of Rashi. With this itzdeba, all that we have created here as kosher tfanos, two. Rashi's focusing on the itzdeba fixing what? Fixing the walls. We had Ke'en Zen in the earlier Rashi too, right? Where do we see such a notion in Rashi that when we have an Ishtaba, we're fixing the walls? If you go back to the earlier Rashi, where was it? Kshera, this is the first case. Rashi says you have three Tfanos. Nimsa, Dofen, and Tsai, Kulo, Kasher, Utfanos, Hatzdadim, Hukshiru, Ba. So Rashi, is that the first time Rashi is putting his focus on the Ishtaba fixing, as it were, the Tfanos. Again, where's Rashi getting this idea that the Ishtaba is fixing the Tfanos? Where did Rashi come up with that idea in explaining the Gemara? Obviously, where? No. Well, yeah, maybe, because he wanted a parallel to that could be. But why did Rashi do that? Because of Kshera. I think you go more direct. Where did Rashi see that what we're doing with the Itzba has relevance for the Tfanos? From where? He saw it in the Gemara. Lo chazi l'dofen. The Gemara talked about the issue of Dofen Akuma here as different than Dofen Akuma in the Mishnah later, on Daf Yud Zayin, because here it's Lo chazi l'dofen. So the Gemara talked about the problem of Lamal Mechaf in terms of the Dofen. So when Rashi is talking about the Ishtaba, whatever case it might be, Rashi immediately gets to the point of how it fixes the dolphin, because the Gemara talks about the problem being in the dolphin. So it's not, Rashi didn't invent that connection between the Lamal Mechaf and the Chesaron being in the dolphin. We have to explain it in some way, but it's not Rashi's invention. Rashi was guided by the Gemara. I understand where you're going, Eitan, in terms of making the parallel fit better with Sal. The issue was the dolphin. Could help. But I think the primary makar for Rashi was in the Gemara. So Rashi did it right away, and Rashi continues to do it now when he talks about the case of Min Hatzad. So again, the Lahukshir, why is it Psula, when it's Dalet Amos or more, from the parallel wall? The Lahukshir will be Ishtabazu Ela Shtei Tfanos. You've only fixed with this Ishtaba two walls. Which two? Oso Shesamochla Min Hatzad. That means, again, in our case here, that would mean the Ishtaba is over here. So this wall right next to it. Vem Sai, as well as the middle dolphin. Sherosha Ishtaba Magia Lo. There was one point of the Ishtaba is obviously making connection with the dolphin and Sai. But what's the problem? The problem is the opposite wall. The one of the parallel walls, the one further away from the Ishtaba, being too far away. That's if it's Dalet Amos, however. Pachus be Dalet Amos Kshera. Why? Sh'afhu Huchshar al Yada. Because if it's less than four Amos, then even the other wall, the wall that's the further wall away from the Ishtaba, you built the Ishtaba very much beside one of the parallel walls, And now the further wall of the parallel walls is also becoming fixed. Why? Through al yada. Through what? Through the itzdiba. The kaimalan halacha mosh misinai. The Gemara is going to mention at the end of the sukkah machitzos that there's halacha mosh misinai that we say the machshiri sukkah ayidei akimas dofen ad arba amos chasim mashu, that we can now bend the dofen up to what? Up to how much distance? 4 amos minus a little bit. Now, once you get to 4 amos, then you can use dofen akum. But up to 4 amos, not including 4. Now, it's 4 amos chasim mashu, we can do this trick of dofen akuma, which means what, according to Rashi? Important conception. This is Rashi, which he tells so later. There's another mahalach that other Rishonim suggest. Rashi says, what does dofen akuma mean? Veroin. Schach ha'elyon. Ha'machuber le'dofen. So it's a dofen that hits up with schach all the way at the side where the dolphin is, we see that schach as a continuation of the dolphin. Schach ha'elyon ha'mechubo dolphin ha'rachok, right, the further away dolphin, ki'ilu humin ha'dolphin atzmo. So now we look and imagine the dolphin is bending like an L. The akum, it's twisting, ad k'neged sfasa itzba. So Noam, you're probably right. K'neged sfasa itzba. Sfasa itzba means not above it, but the edge of the itzba. It's imagining. You have to know what that means. There's only like the space. Rashi doesn't like to do it, this space. That's the Rashi later. Unless it means keneged sfasa itzta, but again, I'm not sure. Maybe I'm jumping to conclusions here. Maybe keneged sfasa means until keneged. In other words, aligned with it. Aligned with it. Doesn't say mamish touching.
And then why would that be kosher? Yes, where's the third wall?
It's okay.
No, because if the... No. I think you'll see in a second in Rashi. Keneged sfasa itzba. The words keneged. What does keneged mean?
Opposite.
Yes. Yeah, so, okay. So where did the wall?
Sfasa itzba
is here. Yeah. It goes this high. And then keneged that. Right. No. It's not going into the ear. I don't think it's going to the ear.
Where's your dolphin? Where's the third dolphin?
Wait. This is the dolphin. What's that? Let's see. Continue Rashi with me. The kan. Listen to Rashi. The kan modedin es govhan. Now we're going to measure the gova hasuka misvasa itzdaba ulamala from the edge of the itzdaba of the platform and up. And now, what do you have? What kind of a distance here? Perfect. It's not lamal miyestrin. Right, the fasa itzdaba raised the karka. The afal pi shemitachav nivshach kapi chutz. Rashi has a question here. Even though underneath this schach, which became dofen, right, it's going out further, and then over there the distance is lamala mechaf. So how can you say I've justified this sukkah and I have a perfect sukkah? It's not lamala mechaf. After all, just follow the dofen along, and then you're going to see it's going to become a problem in terms of the height. Rashi says hoil the rosho eino kala ad kan. That's how you have to read it. That's the Rashi in the Rif. Ad kan. Since the head, the end of the dofen, doesn't end until where? Until by the itzdaba. Oh! Zeu gova chalala. So this is where we measure the height of the sukkah, the chalala sukkah. Darei nismayit, chalala mitachtav. And we took away the problem of the extra chalala from before, from underneath it, because of the itzdaba. So now I have a good sukkah. So what did Rashi mean with an extra line? What's Rashi trying to stress over here? Rashi's bothered by something, and Rashi's responding to it. Yes?
Okay, so before you say, this is my assumption, before you're saying that once you step up, it's like even that is going to be kosher, but the obvious issue is then you're standing outside of the area that's actually 20, so how could it be? You're standing in a place that has more than 20, so... How does that work? He says, still, since we oil the rosho in the chala akan, zerugova chalala, we, in a crazy way, measure that area as if it's less than 20,
okay.
Because the top of the sukkah is defined.
Okay, so how does it answer? You know, Bukhari, if the problem is a real problem, after all, maybe we should measure it by the other part of the dolphin, and then I have a problem in the chalala sukkah. Why is this an answer? Now, the dolphin is a... What's the answer? Why am I measuring over here? Yeah?
Wall, meaning it's not the roof.
Okay. There isn't anything, there's nowhere else in the sukkah that's under a roof, so to speak, right? Once you've given the shem dofen, the only place that it makes sense.
Yeah, but you're going in circles. You're giving a shem dofen. Why are we giving a shem dofen? Because of the dofen akuma. Yes. If the dofen is umam liyasim, then it's a problem dofen. What comes first? The lo chazir dofen is a function of the dofen being a problem. So then how are you fixing it by saying, well, here it's not umam liyasim, but the dofen is umam liyasim. Right. But now the dofen akuma is fixing it because now I don't have a problem of umam liyasim. But if I measure it in terms of the other part, then I have a umam liyasim. So the dofen should still be a problem. So what have I done? I haven't done anything. I'm back to the... Where have I fixed the problem in the dofen? What are we missing here? There must be something else, another variable that has to be put into the mix here in terms of understanding the luchazi ledofen. And then Rashi can say what he said. Because Rashi's bothered by the fact that from this perspective, everything is fine. But if you go out, nimshach kafi chutz, so then it's going to be umal meyasim. Rashi says, no. Ho'el v'roshu eno kola ad kan. Yeah. Since the edge of the dofen ends here, because the dofen akuma, so zeu go b'chalala, that's the measure. Avram.
I thought, are we saying that the whole concept of omega dofen is that you're like theoretically bending the wall to kind of move it over to the platform?
Again, so, what am I moving? You are moving the wall over.
It's like you're saying...
How are you moving the wall?
Arched, it's, if you have like an arched wall, you're only considering it from the end of the wall.
So that's what Rashi's saying, probably, right? Now, That's what I'm counting from the.
That's the whole kiddushin.
Yeah.
That's why it's solved, because that's what it's doing.
Okay, good. You're right. You're saying well. So let me just hear from Ari, and then we'll take it to explain a little bit better. Yeah.
When the perhaps it's not the issue with it being from Bama Esrim is not an issue of the wall. We don't care that the wall is actually
okay.
We care that the halal that
good.
Is created.
Okay. So now I'm gonna put you both together. Okay. Wait. You're good. We had enough. Okay, we'll bring this together. You be the kashpashlishi then. Yeah, no, okay. But we're trying mitzad echad. We're seeing the words in the Gemara luchazi ledofen. Rashi says over and over again. I mean, we'll see it again in the Rashi behemshach too. But it's already enough times in Rashi this issue of machshir the dofen. The words of the Gemara luchazi ledofen. So from that perspective, if I really look at that by itself, I say, oh, l'mal me'asim is a problem in dofen. I never thought of that before. There are those achronim who like to formulate it that way. L'chore, that's very hard to say. L'mai said the din of l'mal me'asim is the din of the gov ha'sukkah. Gov ha'sukkah, halal ha'sukkah, where the schach cannot be, or the schach cannot be at a point that's nesachich on a halal of l'mal me'asim. But it's not about the dofen. We said yesterday at the end of Shia, the Ravid. The Ravid wants to understand how we can work our sugya together with Rav. Rabbi talks about the need to do it keva as the problem in the sukkah, and if you can do it arayv, then it's okay. Says the arayv it over here by the itzdaba lemaisa, you had no choice but to do it as keva. Why is it kashim with the itzdaba? The fact is, the construct here this sukkah that's constructed had to be done in open of keva because lemaisa the schach. Is l'mal me'asim from the ground, and that's the support that's supporting the tzachis from the ground. So this sukkah had no choice but to be keva. Why is it kasher with the itzdiva? And what did the Ravid answer? We saw the lashon yesterday. What did he say? That the issue is a function of the tzach, not of the dofen. This tzach, where it is, did not necessitate supports of keva. This that you have in the dofen of keva, the dofen could not have been anything but keva. That doesn't bother me. I think you see clearly, and I think it's pashtas that way, and other reasons too. On the Beis Amid Aleph, these are halachas in the sukkah, in the schach, in the sukkah, not in the dofen. And yet, the Gemara uses the lashon lochazi ledofen, and Rashi repeats based on that. He runs with it in terms of using the itzdaba to fix the dofen. So, what would that mean? It means the following. A dofen is a dofen to enclose a sukkah. If there's a mismatch between what the sukkah is, what the sukkah needs to be, and the dofen, then the mela, the result of having a problematic sukkah in Golbar sukkah is that the dofen, the mela, is lochaz. You cannot use such a dofen to be able to enclose the reshus sukkah. It's not aligned. It has to be fit and appropriate and matched to the area that's coming to enclose of the sukkah. If I have a sukkah that's l'mal me'esrin, if I have a gova l'mal me'esrin, so the result of that is that the dofen is a problem. Not that the problem starts with the dofen. The problem becomes a problem in the dofen as a result of the problem being in the height of the sukkah. That it had to start from the gova sukkah, but the dofen is related. The dofen is coming to enclose the sukkah. So if the dofen is if the reshus here is not appropriate for sukkah, then the dofen can't be a dofen for sukkah. So dofen akuma is coming to solve, to fix the dofen, yes, but how? Indirectly. You know, it's by allowing the gova to be appropriate, then the dofen, the mela, is chazir the dofen. But before you fixed it, before you put the itzdiva there, I have a problem more than none if I have a daf yitzayin. Because if I have a problem in the Gova Sukkah, the Mela, the problem is in the Dauphin. In the case on Yud Zayin, there's no problem in the Dauphin. It's just a distance issue. But here, it's Lo Chazir the Dauphin. Why? Because the Dauphin is not a good match for this Rishus, for the Rishus of Umal Me'esrin. If that's true, then maybe we can understand better what Rashi is saying over here. If the problem is in Dauphin inherently, in its own right, then what did Rashi answer? Well, Mikan Modin as Chalala. Zeu Gova Chalala. Who's talking about that? The dofen is a problem. It's a problem. The dofen is Umami Esrim at some point. So now it bent, and now it's Kenegeda Ifstiba. So, like, why did you fix the dofen? How did you fix the dofen? Rashi says, no, but the problem in the dofen originated in it not being a fit for the sukkah. So now, you want to understand, do I have a halal that's fit for the dofen or not? The answer is, if the end of the dofen is at a point where the halal is not a malmeyasrin, then that's perfect. That's how I measure. So do I have a chazil dofen, do I not have a chazil dofen with dofen akuma? I have chazil dofen. Because if I have dofen akuma, then I have the point to measure in halal sukkah is going to be where the dofen ends. Where the dofen end, connected to itzdiva, because that's what I'm dofen allows me to bend the schach up to Dalet Amos and a continuation of the dofen. So where do I measure halal sukkah at the point where the dofen ends? Ain't a kol adkan. This is where it ends. If it would end over there, then I have a problem because I'd be measuring it over there. But if I'm measuring over here, connected to dofen, then I have a halal that's fine and a dofen that's fine. Everything is fixed. So, of course, Rashi had to talk about fixing the dofen all along, because that was a derivative of the problem of the halal problem. But when I do it, when I say dofen akuma, then I fix it. I fix the dofen memela. But Rashi has to still point out, why have I fixed the dofen? Because I fixed the halal asukah. How have I done that? After all, the halal over here is still a malam me'esrin. Yeah, but if the dofen is going to go until here, then this is the point that I have to measure halal, at the point where the dofen ends. Okay, so that's why I can have a good dofen. I mean, in a certain sense, it comes together, but that's fine. That's exactly how it fixes everything together. But that's why the Gemara thought it doesn't work, because if I don't say dofen akuma, then my problem is a different problem than on daf yud zayin. I have no dofen either. I have nothing to start with. I have nothing to work with. In the case on yud zayin, I have a dofen. It's just far away. Here, I don't have a dofen to work with. If I say dofen akuma, then I have my dofen. But maybe I can't say dofen akuma to have my dofen. My dofen is only a dofen because I've successfully created sufficient space that's not l'mal me'esrin. I mean, smaller space. But I only have smaller space because I say dofen akuma. Before I say dofen akuma, my dofen was a problem because it was l'mal me'esrin. So it can't be matched to such a halal sukkah. If I I'm going to be able to see the dofen akuma, then it's like the bar and everything comes together. Oh, and now it's perfect. Now the dofen is here, the halal is exactly what it should be. I have a good halal, I have a good dofen, everything is perfect. And I think that would be a way to put the two ideas together. It's not a stira. Mitzad echad, the problem is a problem in sukkah, not in dofen. Be'etzim, it doesn't start in the dofen, but it is going to be a problem in the dofen, because such a dofen cannot fit for such a space. It cannot serve as a dofen for something which is not, was not appropriate for the sukkah. Mickey.
Couldn't we just, like, say simpler to say that once we have one side, the chalal, being smaller, can we just use the svara of the last sugya to say mitzah stach lemaila, now that the chalal is limited, then you don't need to fix the other wall?
Yeah, but what do you mean exactly? That the schach is part of the schach is a malah?
As in, you could have a wall that's greater than 20 amos, but the halal, once you have half the sukkah, the halal is being lowered to 20 with the itztava, shouldn't the entire sukkah now be kosher? With clothes or with...
Whoa. No one is being machshir here, the other part, under the dofen akuma part. And we'll get that in the Rishonim. The chayra, Rashi certainly did not say that. So you can't talk about anything but on the itzvah, right?
On top of the itzvah, the halal is under 20.
Right. So what do you want to kiss?
But
the problem is, but I don't have, if I don't have a wall... Let me hear again. What are you trying to say?
I'm trying to say, once you have the halal on top of the itzvah under 20...
But Rashi's thing, why am I assuming that I'm account from here? That's part of Rashi's kasha. Why define the halal by the point of the itztava and up, and not
even on top of the itztava?
No, it's going.
I thought everyone agreed on top of the itztava is kasher.
That's part of the chiddush of dofen akuma. Without dofen akuma, it's not kasher. If it's more 4 amos or more, it's not kasher on the itztava, right? That's the whole point here. This is the second case. Not the first case was Rashi's chiddush that it's kasher on the itztava and further out as well. That was the case where it was keneged dofen emsai. Now we're dealing with the case that the itztava is keneged one of the parallel walls. And if we say that from the edge of the itztava to the other further wall, the other further parallel wall is less than dalet amos, then I have dofen akuma trick. So then the schach above 20, which is all the way until the itztava, is really part of the dofen. So the dofen has now bent, and now it's connected, the spasa, it's the bar. Now Rashi says, I have enough space, not too much, but what I need, from there and up. But even though, if I start going out, I have a malmiyasin. So why am I viewing this as a sukkah that's kasher? Why define the halal in terms of here? Rashi says, I define the halal in terms of here because this is where the dofen ends. So this is where I should be measuring the halal of sukkah. And the point where the dofen ends, that's where I'm going to start measuring the halal of sukkah, not another point. What I asked you was, but if the problem was in the dofen, so why is that so? Why would I be machshir the dofen by virtue of saying that right here it's halal, not lamal me'asrin? The dofen is umal me'asrim, because of the other part is umal me'asrim. So why decide that it's kasher because of here? Maybe it's possible because of there. But if I understand that psul in the dofen is not deriving from the dofen being umal me'asrim, it's deriving from the sukkah being umal me'asrim. And if I consider this the dofen and the dofen ends over here, then I can define the halal sukkah vis-a-vis the point where the dofen ends, not vis-a-vis any other point of the dofen. And therefore, if I have a kosher halal sukkah, then I have a kosher dofen mamela. That's what I'm trying to say. That's how I'm reading the Rashi. Okay, those are the words. Ho v'rosho eno kola ad kan, meaning, where did it end? It ended over here, not over there. Over here by the itztava end. Because it's less than 4 amos, I can go all the way until that point. So, go v'chalala. So this is the Govachal, that's where I measure. Nachum, you still want to... No? Yeah?
Just want to clarify, when you read the Rashi, Alpha Pishim Taktav...
Nimshach Kavi Chutz.
So therefore, the wall should
Yes.
The wall should still be an issue because because it's outside of that, like under the wall is 20?
More than 20. That was if I keep following this wall that now has become horizontal, if I keep following along, and I go a little bit off of the itzdaba, then what do I have? I have a lamal master. That's Rashi's kasha. Nimshach kabi chutz. But that's not where it ended. It ended here. It ended here. Then that's where I'm counting. Continues Rashi. Bayis shenifchas. The Gemara quotes the Mishnah later. Bayis shenifchas gago. The roof got collapsed in. The gagin shalem chalokim heim. They were smooth. The shoven. Notice it's not a slanty roof. It's a flat roof. The lo mishupoim. And therefore you can have this situation where you could put schach in the area that fell through. The nifchas hagag bemso, in the middle of the gag, the flat roof collapsed in. V'sichech b'schach kosher al pi apchas. On that area that now is empty and collapsed in, you put schach kosher b'nimsa. Schach ha-kosher muflug min atfanas l'chotzad. So the kosher schach is now distanced from the walls and all sides. So the Mishnah says, pachas mi'arba amos k'sheira. Why? Shedofnei habayis nasin l'atfanas. Because the walls of the sukkah will be the walls of the house. The walls can be made of anything. What about the distance issue? The walls are not next to the sukkah. The answer is Vatikra Tsula Hamafsekes Bein Tayin. The pasul of Tikra that's not good for schach. In other words, with the material of the gag that's on the part that's between the area that you put the schach in, that caved in, and the walls of the house, all that Roano Sakilu Hi Min Hadof. And again, Rashi is Gishitasa. What does Dofen Akuma mean? We basically take the roof, and we imagine that is a continuation of the dofen. It's now becoming horizontal. That's what runners do. They sometimes bend. They bend the neck of a dofen ad kan until the point where you have the schach. The ain kan schach pasul. So there's no schach pasul here. It's dofen. It's not schach pasul. El dofen umechuber l'schach, and it's connected to the schach kasha. So everything is fine. So you can now have your sukkah under the schach. So the Gemara says maybe that's different. Hasam hu darmin dofen akuma. Why? Mishum the dofen dida chazi le dofen. That dofen is fit to be a dofen. The ena gavah mikashir. It wasn't more than esrin. The ensarach leakamo ella kedel karvel eschach. The only reason you have to bend it and twist it is in order to make it closer to the schach. Avol hacha. However, by us in the case of the yitzdeba minatzad. The lo chazi le dofen, because it's lamal meesrin. The akimuso mishum de leschazi le mehevi dofen hu. This that you're bending it above is in order to make it a dofen. Lo amar. So then you wouldn't say dofen akuma kamashmalan that we do. Now Rashi sounds like the problem in our case is what? It's not a dofen. Is there also another problem, Rabosei? In our case. It's just one problem or two problems?
So kind of like it sounds like how I was describing the bias case. You didn't move the wall.
No. Not talking bias. I'm talking about the case over here.
Yeah, did you also kind of
move bias the, case is what is the issue by bias? What's the problem by bias?
That it's not close enough.
That's not close enough.
But here you're bending a wall. There, like you know, like here you have in order for it to work, you have to theoretically. Like,
so I'm
the wall.
So I'm asking
there,
you
the
following:
it.
The issue that you have by bias. That requires dofen akuma to fix. Does that issue is that issue also present over here? The chora, yes. Why? Because there's the hefsik of the schach that's lamal me'esrim between the sukkah and right and the dofen. So the chora, you have two issues that dofen akuma is coming for. You have the issue that's present over there with the bayis and ifchas. In addition to that, you have the problem that it's not lochazi l'dofen because lamal me'esrim. The chora that would be in svara. However, Lashon Rashi, though, does Rashi sound that way? Lashon Rashi, Avroch de l'chazi l'dofen, va'akimuso mishum de l'chazi l'mevi dofen hu? That's correct, but that plus something else. Rashi doesn't say there's something else. Rashi just says that. So, maybe you're making too much of this. I mean, maybe it's taken for granted. Rashi? Maybe there's something to say here, perhaps.
I was going to say one more thing. I don't understand how to be totally not a dofen issue, because then you've got the vat of the istuva to the ground. right? Even without it open, and have it go. I mean, part of the school in the Mishnah that doesn't have three walls, right? You need to know three kosher walls at some point. You can't just be that.
The walls have to be joining where the sukkah is. You can't have a gap. So you need to move the wall somehow or other. So Dofen Akuma, the way Rashi sees it, is the dofen bends. I mean, the schach bends and it's considered the dofen is bending. Yeah, the schach becomes the extension of the wall. So seemingly, that problem that requires dofen Akuma of distance exists here as well. But that alone is not the only problem. There's also the issue that since it's Gemal Miesrim, the dofen is a mismatch for the sukkah. So I have to create a dofen, so to speak, through dofen akuma. So maybe that much dofen akuma doesn't do, kamash malon. But chora, the other problem of distance, is also present. But the fact that Rashi didn't say it would perhaps imply that the problem here doesn't really have the problem over there. Why not? The problem over there is what? That I, what do I have in between the schach kasher and the wall? Schach pasul. What do I have over here between schach kasher and the wall? So if I say the word schach pasul, I have to know whether that pasul is with a capital pay, as it were. What kind of schach is it? So this gets us to that question of how I imagine schach amal meyasim. It's not schach kasher, but in what sense is it schach pasul? But my Rashi later does seem to hold that like Rabbeinu Tam in this regard, that it's a problem of mitzdaris and it's chosach pasul. But you have to know in terms of what issues. Maybe in terms of the problem of a gap between schach and the funnels, maybe that gap problem is only a problem if you had schach pasul as opposed to schach pasul. Follow me. In other words, schach amal meesrim might not be of the same type of problem in terms of creating a gap, because it is schach kasher, it's a schach kasher that's located amal meesrim. So I'm just giving you something to think about. In other words, it's possible that even if you hold in terms of other inyanim, that schach amal meesrim could be a problem in terms of mitzdari v'chuli, not like Rabbeinu Tam, in other words. Rashi sounds like way later, and daf yud. But mitzad sheni, in terms of dofen akuma, it could be that the problem of a gap between the schach and the dofen is not a problem if I have schach kasher mal meesrim. But the problem is still a problem in another respect. Namely, but the dofen of l'mal meesrim cannot be fit for the sukkah l'mal meesrim, because that's called l'chazil dofen. So maybe I'm reading too much of Rashi, maybe I'm not, I don't know. But Rashi does not tell us that the problem is that of distance. Rashi says, akimusam mishum, there's chazil mevi dofen. That maybe gives us reason to think that maybe Rashi would hold that it would not need the fixing of dofen akuma in terms of the distancing, because there isn't a hefsek of schach pasul. There's a hefsek of schach l'mal meesrim, which it may not be identical in terms of the issue of distance as that of schach pasul. The case of bayis is schach pasul. We have to come back to the inyan of psal now. When we read the whole sugya together, now we'll come back one by one. Let's start with the Rush and see what there is to talk about in terms of the first case of the Gemara. Rashi doesn't say anything about the last case of the Emsa that we spoke up in the Ritva. Maybe we just come back to that for a minute. What did the Ritva say on the last point of the Gemara? Not that we don't know more than Ruach Achas, Miruach Ruach. Rather, we don't know that we say Dofen Akuma when we're fixing the Dofen in more than one direction. In other words, the more that I have a problem in the matching of the dofen to the sukkah, the harder it is to fix it with dofen akum. That's what you see in the Ritva. The more that the more that you have to fix the dofen, one dofen, another dofen, maybe you wouldn't say dofen akum, but that's the chiddush as well by the case of the emsa. Let's come back to the Rush in Siman Gimel. We saw the Rush later. The Rush is going to refer to this, to what he said later, but he's now going to discuss Rashi in the Chiddush of Rashi has that if you make the Itzdaba Kenegi Dofen Emtsai, then it's kasher not just on the Itzdaba, it's also kasher beyond the Itzdaba based on the rule of Ksala Yotzim Nesuk. The Rashi is going to quote the Tosus Rid. Rav Eli Yeshaya, by the way, is a Tosus Rid, and you find this in the Piskei Rid. Not the Tosus Rid, but the Piskei Rid, the same kashas that the Rashi quotes. The Rashi brings one kasha, he has another kasha, and then he has something to say in defense of Rashi. And from the Rashi, we can glean more about what we saw in the Meiri yesterday in terms of the union of the equating the case of Yer, the case on Daf Yutes. Okay, so the Rashi, in the middle of Siman Gimel. Okay, so he has the case of the Gemara. Haisa Gvoa, a few lines into Siman Gimel. Haisa Gvoa Michaf Amma. Ubana ba Itzdaba Kenegadof and Emtsai al Pnei Kula v'yeshba Hachshesukah. Kshera. This is case number one. Rashi says Kshera. Pirish Rashi Kshera. Kola Sukah. Afilo mina Itzdaba v'hola. Demonim chalala meirosh ha'itzdeba lemala. We consider the chalal from the edge of the platform. The nimtza dopen emtsai kula kshera. It's all Lashon Rashi. Again, you see, notice that we're doing where we've imachshir the middle dopen v'tfanos ha'tzdadim berocha ve'itzdeba hukshiru ba. They've been fixed along with it. And that's going to be on the area of the itzdeba. So that takes care of the area on the itzdeba. We fixed three walls over there. Perfect. Shir sukkah is good. The Amar Kaman Sala Yotzi. Now we're going to go as far as what is beyond that. Sala Yotzi min asukkah nidon kesukkah. Umefashina lei. We explain what is the case. And yesh hechsha sukkah biyachad. V'od yesh besukkah misham v'hola. Beyond the hechsher sukkah, that's the ikar sukkah. You have beyond that tepsal, the hainu schach, osim, so it's going to be, yagat tepsal means, kosher schach, the yotzim hechsher sukkah, and it departs from hechsher sukkah. She'en lo hechsher tfanos, that's the issue there. The issue is it doesn't have the proper tfanos. Nidon kesukkah, v'kola sukkah, kemoshi yigadolik share, not just the part that's smaller, the ikar sukkah, even the whole thing. This is what Rashi says. In fact, the Rosh b'shem the Tosus read. Viksha Rabbi Yeshaya. Daha de amrin le kaman psala yotzim na sukkah nidin ke sukkah. Hainu hecha de isle hechshet fanos. Ela de lo mukcha milsa kule hai. You really have what you need in terms of fanos. You have hechshet fanos. You have what fanos are necessary for a sukkah. You have it. It's all here. What are tfanos for sukkah? What's necessary? Shtaim kil chasan. Shri shetz afil tefach.
Doesn't it matter where they are, the two?
So, the Gemara says that the shetz afil tefach should be positioned in such a way that it's a lavud, which creates at least a majority of a dofen of zayin. But meanwhile, if I have this case that the Gemara has, where one dofen goes further than the other, one side goes further down and the sal is along with it, and the other side is shorter, so really, whatever tfanos are necessary to be the building blocks to enclose the sukkah, I have here. The only thing is, there's a problem. What's the problem? It's not as clearly indicated what's what, and that's why this other area seems to be excluded. Again, this is going to the point that he did, because he went up to a point and stopped on one side, that seems to suggest that what's beyond it is not part of sukkah, it's a bapi nafshe. So then comes tzal to save the day, the din of tzal yitzvah, so din kesukkah. Mishmachi says the Tosus Rid, nidon kesukkah. So there I understand it. Abul hacha, the mina itzteba v'hola gevoa yos mechaf ama. Here, the area that's beyond the platform is higher than chaf ama. Mehecha teisi lo hechsher. Where are you going to stamp it as kosher? There, the etzem, you have hechsher tfanos. It's lo mukha kulei hai. This is a technical problem, so we fixed it. Here, it's mufka. It's l'mal mechafama. There's no hechsher sukkah on that part. So how can you fix it with psalei yotzim in a sukkah? We never find that magic that you can take a sukkah, the puzzle, make it kosher. For example, ilu sukkah misucheches chetzi b'schach kosher v'chetzi b'schach puzzle. Let's say you have a sukkah that half of it is good schach, and half it is pasul schach. Afu b'shei shir hechsher b'schach ha'kasher. Suppose the schach ha'kasher has what you need for a minimum size sukkah, and the person is sitting on the other part of this structure, we have schach pasul. Hayoshev tacha schach pasul miyatsa decha basul. Clearly not. That's like the case later. There are parts that are pasul, parts that are kosher. Under schach pasul, you can't say hay psal hayoshev. No. Says the Tosus Vid, hachinami, hacha. The kol lemala mechaf, schach pasul. Ukeshpudin shel barzel dami. He equates schach mal michaf to shpudin shel barzel. That's the example given in the Mishnah when you have gaps, they alternate between schach kasher and shpudin shel barzel. Shpudin shel barzel is the quintessential schach pasul in the Mishnah. Bits of metal, they're not the mekabel tuma, whatever the reasons, but that's clearly the din, that it's schach pasul. So this is the equivalent of that. Schach mal michaf is schach pasul. Obviously, that's an assumption. We ourselves know that there's what to quibble on this, right? Schach mal michaf, is it really schach pasul? But we know something about this so far, don't we? Why do we know about this? Rabbeinu Tam didn't think so, right? But this is the Tosfos Rid's position in trying to show the contrast between the cases.
Also,
yeah.
Didn't the Ritva say with regard to Shitas Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Zera about that?
That's the later part of the Gemara. That's the part about Dovin Akuma. We're going back to the first part of the Gemara.
Simply, when Rabbi Yehuda was Malshir above 20, if he Shitas Rabbi Zera, that's all Shash. That's all about
sale.
So is that it's roi to be
sale,
that you can make it lower, just in the wrong place, but it's roi to be
sale. So who said that? That was what Rabbi Tam said.
Who said it?
The Ritva said it.
Same,
so the Ritva
said it, but it's similar to what Rabbi Tam said.
Okay. Okay.
It should have
been
in the wrong place.
Okay. Okay. Tosfos Rid looks at it, and he says, therefore, how can you apply psaliyot say to a case like this? Therefore, says the Rosh Bishim Tosfos Rid, Pireshu, the Enoksher Ela Al Itzba. And we saw this already in the Ran. The Ran added for us, however, like, so why did Rashi say what he said? Because otherwise, my Kamashmalan, that's Kasher. Of course, the part that's on the platform has a perfect Shir Sukkah. So Rashi felt that the Chiddush must be that I extend the Kasher to us after, even beyond the Itzba. And Ran had another answer that you might say that you can't even be machshir this because you're mekzera. That the Rosh doesn't get into. After quoting the Tosfos Rid's Kasha and his own Shita, Tosfos Rid's Shita, the Rosh has another argument against Rashi, and then he's going to try to work it out for Rashi. What's the Rosh's own taina on Rashi? How does Rosh ask? Va'ot. Another reason why you can't compare our case of Itzdeba to the case of Psal over there. But Ode says the Rosh, lo dami lipsal. Our case is not equivalent to that case. Why? Not parallel case. Why? The hasam hadofen hakotzer nimshach kineged haorech. Kid amar shtaim kilchasam shishas ago tefach. There, the dofen hakotzer, that means, again, we have one wall, which, again, the middle wall, then you have the one of the parallels, which is longer, that the schach is as long as that, and you have the other wall, which is shorter. But why does it work? How does it end up working? What is Tzal doing? The dofen hakotzer is nimshach. Nimshach means it's extended. It's pulled out. Keneged haorech. In other words, we'd imagine that the shorter wall would be as long as the longer one that's parallel to it. Where does he get that idea from? The chorid is the yisod here in the Rosh that relates to the sugya later. When we say shlishis lefil tefach, so what is it? Magic? How can it work? How does it work? The Teretz is, what do you see in the Rosh? What's the gedder hadin of shlishis lefil tefach? We haven't learned the Gemara there, but what do you see already in the Rosh? The gedder of that halacha is that, what do I imagine happened here? The shorter, the shlishis lefil tefach, what happens there is I imagine that it would be extended out and it would be a longer wall. The Rosh Hashanah, if I'm not mistaken, makes a connection between that and what we say, good asik, good achis, we see in Amid Beis, that if you have dofen that goes a certain height, then you can imagine that it's extending higher up, all the way up. I pull it out, pull it up. Good achis is the other direction, I pull it down. So the same idea happens in the din of Shlishis Lefil Tefach. It is as if I would be taking that dofen, which is shorter, and imagining that extended even further out, not vertically, but horizontally. So the Rosh is seeing that as present in the case of the of the psal. In the case in the Gemara, second example of psal, what I've done is I've imagined that the dofen that's shorter is would be extended. Nimshach kineged ha'orach kidomah. Shtayim kochas b'shiyus yotach. That's what you have in that halacha. Avol hacha heicha ashkechan. Where would I find say hey nimshach? The name of chafir command amalia dami. What does this mean? Sheyehe nimshach. What does he mean? Sheyehe nimshach. What's he referring to here? Sheyehe nimshach. What? The istiba, right? Where do I find here? You see the Rashi thinking like who? Like we saw in the Meiri. That which Rashi was machshir, the part beyond the istiba, is because it's like I would imagine that the istiba would extend further, even the part where it's not. But it's if it would be there as well. So Rashi says, where do I find halacha by istiba sheyehe nimshach? The name, and I should say what? Chafira command amal yadami. Wow, what interesting Russian. Chafira means if I have a ditch, and it means if it's a drop, and I would imagine command amal yadami, as if it would be filled. So it's really not a drop. It's really, you know, higher. It's not going down at all. In other words, what does the Russian mean to ask? It's a different kasha than before. The Tosfos, the Ritz kasha was that you can't equate this case to the case of Psal. Why? Because there was a technical problem. It was not muchach kuli hai, but I really have all the ingredients that I need, so therefore it works. But over here, it's like mamish chach pasal. So how can you machshir with Psal? What's mamish pasal? There, it's lacking hechsher. It's Psal hayotze. It's yotze mehechsher sukkah. Yotze mehechsher sukkah, so Psal comes in and fixes the technical problem. Here, I'm talking about a pasal schach. So how can I take that and use psal to be machshir? That's the kasha Tosfos Rid. The Rush is asking this different kasha. Maybe the Rush is understanding that. We'll come back to this. That's not necessarily a schach pasal issue. He's going to come back and mention Rabbeinu Tam. But the Rush is still there's an issue because it's very different than the case of psal, where what I can do at the end of the day with psal is use the principle of ki'ilu nimshach. Because that's exactly what happens all the time by Shlishus and Tefach. I take the dofen, the Shlishus, and I extend it. So that's a built-in halacha that we know about. So Psal allows us to do that, even though here, maybe I wouldn't want to do it, because, you know, I went this far and not further, but no, Psal says that I can be machshir the rest as well. Because I can extend that shorter wall. But over here, what am I doing? Extending the itztaba, where does that come from? What a precedent is there to do that? To say what? Chafira kimanda mal yadami. Chafira kimanda mal yadami. That the part that is deep is not as deep as it looks. It's filled up. Now, even though we haven't read yet what the Rashi is going to say in defense of Rashi, but just in taking the words Chaman de Mal Yadami, I think there's a svari here to extract from the Rashi, and again, to hear Rashi much better. We started saying something yesterday, maybe we can bring it out even more in sharper focus in this Rashi. I mean, the Rashi doesn't understand how you could do it. Where do you see any precedent to do it here, where all you have over there is something which we know about that you can do. You can take the third wall and extend it. So he's going to say, as you'll soon see, that you really have to do more than that over there. And Mielo, if you do it over there, you can do it over here too, because there's something more than just the third wall. But what is this command of Mal Yadami? What is it? What does it mean? Yeah?
It's changing the Metzius.
The way that we view the Metzius. Meaning, I'll say better.
Psal, I'm saying, but the Russian's question is that by Psal, what we're changing is we're changing our Machshava.
Go ahead.
But over here, we're changing.
What does it mean to say Chafira Kimandamalia? What does it mean? Chafira sounds like it's a bump in the road, or not the opposite of the bump, it's a little ditch in the road, right? The road is a road, and then it's a little ditch. It goes down, okay. What's the ikker, what's the tafel?
The
ikker
is not the istiba.
The ikker is the istiba. And there it's just incidental. And we're filling it up. That's a paradigm shift in what we're looking at. In other words, let's go to Psal for a second and come back over here. What could be the idea of Psal Yotzeg Nesuk? The Iker Sukkah is what? It's the Sukkah part that has the normal Tfanos. There's an area that seems to be lacking Tfanos. Somehow or other, it's lacking Tfanos. When we say it's kosher, what's the pshat? That the Tfanos act as a valid enclosure on that area as well. It becomes like a tafel to the Sukkah, and the Tfanos serve to be machsher even the part that's like incidental, that's tafel to the Sukkah. It's not that it's kosher without Tfanos. We spoke about yesterday. You need Tfanos. And Rashi himself said that. It's min sukkah. It's not that I can be machshir without Tfanos. It's that the Tfanos can create the kashrus of not just the Iker, but even something which is viewed as incidental, as associated with it. It's like I have a little corner somewhere. I have a sukkah and I have a little corner. What defines the sukkah? The Iker sukkah, and that defines everything. If I have a little corner, but it's part of the larger thing. The definition is going to be defined by what is the Iker, and everything else takes on the same characteristics. So the Tfanos are mostly here, but there's another part that's connected. It's like a corner. It's like it has a little bit of association to the Sukkah. So the Tfanos accomplish to be machshir everything, to take everything and to say that the Tfanos are machshir that too. It's like they're going on that too. They're covering, they're enclosing that area too. Says the Rush, he says, but maybe I don't have a reason to assume that way here. Maybe only over there because I have a basis to allow that to happen. What is the Rush saying in effect? That instead of viewing the Sukkah in terms of, well, most of this has a problem on the Esrei. And you have one part, Zayin al Zayin, which is fine. So now, what am I going to do? I'm going to be machshir the rest. How would I do it? I would do it by saying that the Iker Sukkah is on the Yitzhak. It's just Zayin al Zayin. That's the Iker Sukkah. The part that's beyond that is like a ditch in the road. It's Chafira. It's a Chafira. And I say, but the definition of the Sukkah and its height is defined by what part of the Sukkah? Not by the part that's linked, associated, connected, tagged along to the Sukkah. What defines the Sukkah in terms of whether it has enough, whether it has Lamal Me'asim or not Lamal Me'asim? What defines it? The Ikka Sukkah. If I have a Sukkah that's perfectly fine in terms of its height, and I have a particular little tiny spot in the corner where the ground goes down, and if I put my foot in that area of the Sukkah, I'll be in a point where my foot is, which is Lamal Me'asrim, the schach vis-a-vis that point where my foot is Lamal Me'asrim. Would anyone say there's a problem? I don't think so. Why? Because the Sukkah as a whole is defined as a Sukkah that's not Lamal Me'asrim. So I have a little point where there's a groove in the ground and it goes down. What we're saying here in Rashi, Sala Yotzim Nasukkah, is looking at the Sukkah through the following lenses. That the Sukkah is really the Iker Sukkah that's going to define what I have here is the part of the Itzvah. That has enough to be Machshir. It doesn't have too much Chalav Sukkah. That's fine. The rest is like a Chafira. That's what it means to extend the Itzvah. It means to extend the Itzvah means that I'm going to allow myself to picture the Sukkah as the Iker Sukkah is here, and that's just tagged along and becomes kosher, because if the Iker Sukkah has not Lamal Me'asri, so it's all kosher. The Sukkah, what defines the Sukkah is by the Iker Sukkah. So that's why the part that's Lamal Me'asri is becomes kosher, because Psal Yotzim in a Sukkah and Iker Sukkah means that it's considered to have the same stamp of approval as the Iker Sukkah. The Iker Sukkah defines everything. But what's the Rush asking? But I see over there, to do it is simply to say that I'm extending the third wall, which is what always happens by the din of Afilu Tefach. So where can I get off saying that I can do that over here in terms of allowing the hechsher of the Itztaba to be extending to the rest as if I'm extending the Itztaba? In other words, extending the Itztaba means what? It means that you define the whole Sukkah as being not Lamal Me'asri. That's what it means. It's the best here, not over there. I extended it. Stop it. The answer is, what's Koveya the Shir Sukkah? Where do I look to be koveya this sukkah, the shear of the sukkah? Where do I look? I look on the stage, on the platform. Everything else is associated with that. This sukkah is a heksher because I have not lamal measrim on the itzvah. So that's what it means, keman demal yadamya, because the rest is just like little ditches. But where do I see that by psal? By psal, I'm being machshir the third wall. The third wall always has in it the potential to expand. Now we understand what the Rashi is going to answer for Rashi, that maybe I have a precedent for doing such a thing. To say, not just with a din of the third wall, which anyway could expand, I can always see that if I have something associated with an Ikar Sukkah, I can allow the heksher of the Ikar Sukkah to expand to what is not seemingly Ikar Sukkah. V'nirali l'kayim pirish Rashi, says the Rash, the hada aminu kaman gabi psal yotim nasuk nidun kesuk. Umashcha chatz dofen bahadei. That was the case we're talking about. One dofen goes along with the psal. Midikarale psal yotim nasuk. Al karchin sha'ar shtei adfanos lo shaychi lahayotze. What is the Rush adding here? What two tfanos are not? What does the Schach have going for it? Which, how many walls? The Rush is saying. How many walls does it have going for it? With it?
One.
Only one. What the Rush was thinking before was it had two. The Rush was assuming in the Kasha. Again, this is our case here. The Psal is going all the way out. This Dofen goes as far as the Schach does. This Dofen is going only so far. What about the Dofen Emtsai? So in the Rush's question, what was the assumption? The Dofen Emtsai is considered to be enclosing as far as the Schach goes, as far as the longer Dofen goes. The problem lies in that other wall. And when I say Psal Yotzim Nasukah, it just reignites that halacha of allowing us to extend it, even though seemingly maybe you shouldn't have, because Mukham Nilsa, he stopped short. No, Psal Yotzim means I can extend that third wall. Rashi says, no. All the Schach has going for it, the Psal Yotzim is the dofen beside it. But the dofen that's in the middle does not have its relationship to anything beyond the shorter wall. And yet I'm still going to say Psal Yotzim Nasukah. That's why I'm going to be able to now apply that to here as well. Let's see inside. Midikarli Psal Yotzim Nasukah al-karch shar shtei atfanos. That's why it's called Psal Yotzim Nasukah. It's lacking hechshir sukkah. I mean, it's lacking two tfanos. Shar shtei atfanos lo shaychi l'hayotze. Because the e shaychile, if you would say that the other two tfanos are shaych to it, hare yesh beis mechitzos shleimos v'achas kitzara kidin hechshir sukkah. Then I have two full walls and one short ubechal hasukkah. So it's not called, you couldn't call that yotzei min hasukkah. It's in the framework of sukkah. If I can associate the other walls with it. Ella, what's really the issue? The kidder parashino kamon. It's like I told you later. The achas she'asa mechitza shlishis aruka ba'orech sukasa. When he made the third wall long, afa pisha hayelo died b'zayin tfachim. Which wall is he talking about now? What does he mean? Mechitza shlishis aruka ba'orech sukasa. Which wall is he talking about? No. What?
The
one of the parallel walls, which one?
The short one.
The shorter one. Listen carefully. This is what the Rush said later in the later siman. Once he made the Mechitza Shlishis, is the shorter of the two parallel walls. One of the parallel walls goes as far as the south, and the other one is shorter. When he made that one longer than he had to, because what did he have to do? Really only make it Zion. Really, he could have made it less than Zion, but that would become Zion. Because when you have this tefach, what you do is you put the tefach within three tefachin, and then it's like of love, it becomes like a rov dofen. So it's really comes down to a Zion tefachin. So here you made it more than that. He made the mechitzah aruka ba'orach sukas api shahayelo dai b'zayin tefachin. Gali b'dayte, what is he indicating? That masha'eno bein beza mechitzos,
what is not going to match up to be between what? Between the two parallel walls, what is he showing? Eino b'chal sukaso. No, if that's true, then does the Dofen Emtsai cover anything beyond what is going to be between the two parallel walls? No. So now you've lost the enclosure of the Dofen Emtsai on the part that exceeds the area that's equal to both parallel walls. So, and yet we're going to be machshir. The Eino pasal hayotzei ela mechitza achas. So all that this psal has going for it is the one machitz. This is what the Rosh is changing from the question. In the Rosh's question, the assumption was that you are just missing somehow, and the Rebbeinu Shai were thinking this way, they were missing something about that third wall being somehow technically not good enough, and now we have to just reactivate that din of Shushafil Tefach and extend it, and if that's true, then how can you allow for such a thing over here by us? The Rosh is saying, no, what's missing over there is not just the problem in the third wall. The problem is in the middle wall, too. All you have going for the schach is the one wall beside it. But it doesn't, because he's Megala, he goes beyond seven and he stops. That means in his mind, the sukkah is only what's going to be matched up between the two parallel walls. And yet, neither can sukkah. So in a way, right now, if he stopped here, you see how is the Rosh taking care of his question? What? So what do I see? So how does it work? How does it work? The answer is but this part does have Heksher, Tfanos, right? The part that's up until the point where, so what's the Ika Sukkah over there? The Ika Sukkah has enough Tfanos. The Psal HaYotze Min HaSukkah is considered to be tagged on to the sukkah, and the tfanos that are machshir here are machshir there as well, as if it were like a corner of the sukkah. Nope. That's such a leap to say that over here too. The ikar sukkah is where you have the iftava, and there you have not lamal me'asrim, and the rest will be chafir, command the mal yadam, so to speak. It's not because the hechshir that you have, the sukkah is defined by the height of the area which we view as the Iker Sukkah, and that therefore gives everything that same classification. And he gives an example. V'od harminu l'kaman l'chad perush imru batzilasa m'mechamasa u'miyuta chamasa m'mitzilasa. So most of the Sukkah has sufficient sail, and a small part of the Sukkah has even the part that has chamasim. What is he trying to show? But because what defines the whole sukkah as an entire entity? The fact that it is tzilasa meruba. So there's one particular part. It's my example that I gave you of the hole, that we're in, you're in that hole, you're in a problem of a ma'al meyes. Then the Rosh finishes, we just finished with the end. He used the example where for sure you can't be machshir the schach pasu based on psal hayotzei. That's not a good comparison. Lo dami, the schach amal mechaf lo mikri schach pasu. We already anticipated this. Ki depish rabbeinu tam. Why? Ki even the min kasher, it is kasher. Ve'eno nifsa hu machmes gova. Hilkach kiva de miksasu ksheira. Therefore, idach nidon ki psal hayotzei nasukah. So the Rosh is coming to the rescue of Rashi. If we have to take this in a little bit, and then we have to talk more about Dofen Akuma, and then put it all together as much as we could.